Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio.
Yeah.
Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast up here, letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hear. The break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams. Information for all. We here to speak the truth for you. You know I'm winning, y'all. Go.
Yeah. All day long, you were wondering where you got the power, especially if you're a wrestling fan. One, you're getting the power from Between the Ropes Radio. It's Monday night, February 4th, 2019. I'm your boy, Ty Ashbury. Two, it's Monday night of the power. This choice, my live guest, a beautiful Canada wrestling talent from Pure Power Wrestling. Give it up for my live guest. Miss Angelica is here. Miss Angelica, how are you?
Hello, I am fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific now that you're on the show. It's an honor.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, first question I got to ask you right off the bat, I don't know if you watched the big game last night. How are you, just like the rest of America, pissed off that the Patriots won the Super Bowl?
Well, to be honest, I don't pay attention too much to football. I know the Super Bowl is a big deal, but football to Americans is just like hockey to Canadians.
Yeah. I mean, because it's, you know, this the whole world was talking about it last night. I'm sure at the Monday, you know, water cooler, and yeah, you know how people are. So it's just like, you know, I figure, you know, we make the show fun here on Between the Ropes Radio, so I forgot to ask that and get that out of the way.
For sure.
Miss Angelica, I have to say, the way we do things from Between the Ropes Radio, we have fun on the show. It is all about you. Your fans are listening live, your family, everybody who supported you. And of course, again, the spotlight is on you. That's why Monday night is called Monday Night of the Power, because you are bringing the power to Between the Ropes Radio. So if you're ready to get this show jumping, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Of course, the first thing I'd ask you, I definitely want to ask you, how much more power did Between the Ropes Radio put into your Monday night? Because, I mean, you're on one of the best wrestling shows around.
Oh, gosh, well, thank you. No, I am super excited to be on Between the Ropes Radio, and just thank you again so much for having me. This is great for all of the fans to connect with me and for me to get my story out a bit more and to talk to you.
Without a doubt, and that's why you're here. I mean, your fans want to know what's going on with you. I want to know. I mean, it's all about you tonight. And, of course, I'm going to jump right off and say off the bat, if you want to talk to Miss Angelica, have any questions for her, the Wrestling Sensation, 646-716-5926. And I'll remind you again, the line number a little bit later on here on Between the Ropes Radio. Now, Miss Angelica, with the weekend passing, when you're not wrestling on the weekends, like 24/7, how much are you working on your craft? I mean, wrestling's not hard, and I know all talent, you included, you take it very seriously when you do have a little bit of time off that you do have.
For sure. So I've only been wrestling for just over 3 years, and I'm trying to get into training 3 or 4 times a week with the guys in Lethbridge here for Pure Power Wrestling. So we do train several times a week, if not in the ring, then in the gym as well. We're always going hard training and just trying to keep our minds and our bodies fit and ready to wrestle.
Yeah. And you know, you really touched up on a lot of key points, keeping your body in the groove, because it's like, you know, nonstop, night after night, you hit that mat, you hit that plywood, the canvas. It's just that the body needs to be able to, you know, maintain that beatings that you guys take on a daily time when you wrestle.
Yeah, we do take a lot of beatings in training and in the matches. I'm a hard hitter, so I like my matches to be very physical.
I was actually watching today, I think it was on YouTube, and I saw it was a video from a wrestling school, and they were doing push-ups on her knuckles with her feet on the top rope, and I was just like, you know, excuse my, you know, pardon my French. I was like, that's effing insane. Like,
oh yeah, no, that's pretty intense. That's a really good training.
Hey,
I don't
know
if I could do that. I'd have to give that a try.
You could definitely give that a try. You learn something new every day. Now, Miss Angelica, we're going to play a little bit of chorus on the show. We do some quiz questions that's coming out of nowhere, but we're going to play some, you know, super glue it up. I just thought of that, by the way. Now, what was it about wrestling where you wanted to stick to it and do it, where you're like, this is my life and this is my goal and I'm going through with this and sticking to this? Where did that hit you?
I would say probably about 3 years ago. I used to watch wrestling. I grew up watching it as a kid, got out of the groove, and then found my love for it after high school again. I took training at Lance Storm School in Calgary, and the first day there, it was tough training. Like, it was very competitive and very athletic. You had to have a high motivation to do it. So that first day, there weren't many other girls in the class, and none of the guys really wanted to wrestle with me. So that right there kind of pushed me a bit harder for me to be better and to show others that, yes, I'm a girl, but yes, I can still do this.
Exactly. And I had my guest on last night, Miss Roxy, who's based out in Texas, phenomenal, phenomenal talented lady. She talked about the same thing when she started out as well. You know, when she trained with guys are like, oh, I don't know, I'll throw one, hit a lady. And I think, I'm guessing it was different back then, because I would think maybe all the men, they trained together, and all the ladies, they trained together. But it shows you how times in wrestling have changed. I mean, everybody has to be underneath the same roof, kicking each other's ass, because everybody is going for the same thing, to be number one in the ring.
That's so true, especially for women's wrestling today. We've come so far, and now we can hold our own even against the guys.
Yeah, and, you know, and of course, we all know how the women's evolution of wrestling has blown up. One of the reasons why is because of yourself. Because, like I said before, we have live on the show from Pure Power Wrestling, Miss Angelica. This lady is up and coming. She's already there, but she's just going to get better and better and better. Within the new year, we're going to talk about that more as well here in Between the Ropes Radio. This lady is another reason why the women's evolution of wrestling has the power. So you definitely keep that in mind as well. Now, we all know I call you the bombshell, and being a fitness coach, that you do that also outside of wrestling, which I think is awesome. Was it hard for your wrestling training, you know, with your background, or you kind of just went right into it? Because sometimes a certain training can be different from another training.
Yes, definitely. Wrestling training is head and shoulders above and different from just hitting the gym or going for a run. You are constantly falling down on the mat and getting hit as hard as physically possible. So learning to cope with that and learning how to hit back is just as important, but it was very different from any kind of fitness training I've ever done.
Now, when you, I'm just going to take a step back. We're going to rewind back to when, this is just, I was thinking about this. When you, of course, fell in love with wrestling, did you ever look in the mirror and start cutting promos, trying to just, you know, saying interviews to yourself and your family? You were like, what the heck is she doing? You know, we all just do something that we love and it's out of the norm. But if that happened for you, I'm sure it did. Did your family say, man, she really wants to do this? Because sometimes you got to talk to the mirror. You got to, you know, get the promos down.
Oh, for sure. Promo training is very hard. I was never a kid to sit in front of the mirror and practice promos. I was very shy, so I was very quiet and never really came out about anything until probably 3 years ago when I started trying out for wrestling, and I never thought I'd be able to do it. But now I'm constantly in front of the mirror and the camera just practicing and trying to be better.
Exactly. And you're
my
going
family,
about
they...
Yeah. Family, like you said, family is always important. And you're absolutely right, because you what you said is absolutely right. What we talked about early on in the show, how wrestling's changed from when, you know, men did their training by themselves, and as far as the ladies, what you guys did. But now in wrestling, it's a lot of microphone work, and you got to be every night something different when it comes to cutting your promos.
Promos, interviews, everything on the microphone, everything in front of the camera. is just as important as what you can do in the ring, for sure.
Now, Angelica, for a minute, of course, and listeners, you could do it too, of course. Actually, I mean, just kind of think in this Angelica's shoes. Like, just I know she's going to do it too. You just close your eyes, because we're going to have to do this for the next question. Now, close your eyes and just think about this. Now, of course, we all know you're in full force, of course, your first ever wrestling match. Now, while your eyes are closed, when you look back at that and you saw the curtain and you saw that wrestling ring, what was the first word that hit you when you just, like, opened your eyes and saw the ring, where you're like, damn, I'm finally here. This is my first match.
So my very first word probably would have been, oh, shit. I'm not going to lie. I was pretty scared, for sure. It's a lot of nerves, a lot of buildup to that one moment. It's excitement, it's fear, it's everything hitting you all at once. It's a beautiful moment, but it is pretty scary for a first match.
Now, for you, was your friends there, family? I mean, I've heard wrestlers say that some family may not be there because, you know, getting slammed on the mat, as we all know, it doesn't tickle. Like, were they there for you when your time was then, when you had your first match?
Of course, I had my family there. I had all of my friends there. Fans of the promotion knew who I was because I was managing before my first debut match. So I had a lot of support, and that really warmed my heart and made everything better for that first match.
And I really think, too, outside of being a professional wrestler, don't matter what you do, a really big thing is your loved ones who stick by you and support you with everything you do. And because we all know on the show, everybody listening live, Miss Angelica, she can tell you the same thing. Wrestling, because she's doing it. Wrestling, it's you got to take the wheels and you got to run them things hard, because it's just the nature of the business.
That's very true. And that support system, if you have one, is so important, because wrestling is not a normal career choice. It's not a normal job, and you really need people behind you who will believe in you no matter how crazy you are.
Now, of course, your greatness in the ring, because besides, you know, you work so hard, is because you trained at the Great Storm Wrestling Academy. Now, what's one thing you learned from there, from like a mental point of view, that still sticks with you to this day when you're doing shows now? The one thing that you learned from there that is just like taped to inside your mind.
So I'm very thankful to have been able to go to Storm Wrestling Academy. I lived within the vicinity, so I was able to go. And I've taken so much away from Lance Storm. He was great, the best wrestler I could have ever learned from. But one thing that necessarily he didn't teach me, but I learned on my journey at Lance Storm, was confidence. Like, he could teach me all of the moves, how to look in the ring, but something that I really had to build up myself and what I learned there was that confidence. That was my starting point, and I'm going to take that wherever I can.
Absolutely true. It couldn't have been said any better than what Miss Angelica said, of course, because I, me being a lifelong fan, especially like when you're like a heel, you definitely have to be an ass. You do. I mean, that's the thing about being a heel. I mean, you have to just really dig deep in. And sometimes I still believe, as far as pulling off a character, you have to be yourself too. I mean, I've heard people talk about how they get pretty much the gimmick, quote-unquote, slapped onto them. But you just have to really put a lot of yourself inside your character.
I would agree with that, Ty, for sure. There's so much that comes from within when you first start wrestling, your thoughts, with how you're going to act, what you're going to wear, what you're going to do, and that's all from you.
Definitely all from you. And I'm talking to you, of course, yes, my listeners, if you're listening live to Between the Ropes Radio Monday night, because tonight is Monday Night of the Power. The reason why tonight's episode does have the power, my live guest from Pure Power Wrestling, Miss Angelica, is my live guest. If you want to call in to talk to her, have any questions, 646-716-5926, because this lady is the bomb. She's the bombshell. She's just super duper many great things. She is definitely tearing it up in the Canada wrestling scene. Now, Miss Angelica, we're going to do, I guess you could say, finish this sentence. And now I'm just going to just lay it out and just kick it out to you. Your 2018 wouldn't have been great without.
Let's just keep it simple and say wrestling. I don't know where I would have been if I didn't find wrestling 3 years ago, and that goes the same for my 2018.
Awesome, awesome. Now we're going to continue that with, of course, finish this sentence. Now, this one would be your 2019, in your eyes, in your mind, will be.
Absolutely fantastic and filled with even more wrestling.
Nice, nice. And speaking of which, actually, I want to say, 2019, we all know it's going to be just definitely golden for you. Now, if there's somebody out there who's definitely in your sights of wrestling, who would it be? If you've never wrestled this person before, who does Miss Angelica see? And I'm like, you know, and you're thinking, you know what? I want to wrestle them. Who's got your eye?
Oh, goodness. Let me see. There's so many wonderful people that I got to wrestle in 2018 to look forward to 2019. That's a tough question. There's a list. There's so many different people. I got to wrestle Joey Ryan and Nicole Matthews and Bambi Hall from BC this past year. I might have to keep you posted on that one. That's a hard question. I have.
Nah, that's absolutely no problem. Or we switch up and say maybe as far as 2019, as far as there's not an opponent, is there certain wrestling areas outside of Canada you would be like willing and love to travel to? Because I know like I said, your thing is more fans, more wrestling action. What areas outside of Canada has your mind where you want to travel to and then kick ass there as well, like we know you can?
So last year I was actually lucky enough to travel to Mexico. So I would love to go back there in 2019. And also I have my sights set on Japan. I'm very excited and I love watching New Japan Wrestling. So hopefully somewhere in Japan. And also I'd love to travel all over the States. Those are sort of my goals for the near future.
Goals, near future, yeah. It's like, for me, a lot of people still think I'm insane because I just recently traveled for the first time. It took me 37 years to do it. I went to L.A. in November, loved it, want to travel again. So probably I think your boy Ty Asbury is going to take his big butt to Vegas. So that's next on my list. So 2019.
That's a great list.
Now, of course, I don't have a drum roll sound, but there, I just did the best that I could. This next segment, Miss Angelica, the next segment on the show is the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center. And this is the part of the show where you really got to think. And I've said this, everybody knows who's listening a lot knows this part of the show. They love it. The talent, they love it too. This is where you really got to think because this is like an out of nowhere question. So you ready to hear it?
Let's do it.
Okay, Angelica is promoting her first pay-per-view, but it needs a name. You know, it already has Bombshells and Canada to complete the pay-per-view name. What other names or words you would put with those two words to create the pay-per-view name?
Her pay-per-view name, could we call it Angelic Power? Going with your power theme of the evening.
Hey, you know what? Whatever works, I'll go with that. I always say whatever works because some guests, they'll be like, damn it, Ty. And they'll laugh. They'll say, damn it, Ty. Or, well, that's really good. But this is the type of question. The first thought that comes to your mind, boom, there it is. Hey, that works.
Awesome.
Because I'm sure, like you being a wrestler, has there been times where you've seen a wrestling poster where you've seen like the name on there and you're like, oh man, that's really long and drawn out. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people think about that, because I always think simple sells, just a simple like title on the poster. It could be even a movie.
I would agree with that. It has to be thriving and catch you right as soon as you read it.
Nice, nice. Now, of course, this is kind of like a Between the Ropes Radio. I'm not going to say this is like a creative center question, but I definitely wanted to ask you this. Of course, you being a, like I said, a fitness coach, like, which you do an incredible job at, I'm definitely want to ask you this question. And this is pretty much, you can respond either saying, do it, or you can say, dude, you're effing insane. Now, coming up in October and in November, October will be Atlantic City, New Jersey, and in November, Philadelphia, PA. Your boy Ty Asbury is thinking about doing back-to-back two marathons. Now, would you say, Angelica, bro, go ahead and do it, or you going to say, bro, you're effing insane?
Absolutely do it. If you already have your mind on it, you make those a goal, you can definitely get those done. You got it.
There it is. I'm putting the power in Atlantic City, in Philadelphia, October and November. So, and everybody can hold me to that. I'm definitely going to do it. I may kill myself. I'm definitely going to do it. I got to do it now because my thing is, because like, do you ever sit back and think to yourself, like, if I don't do this, I'll be kicking myself for years to come saying, damn, I never did it and I should have did it.
I do. Absolutely. Yeah. Always constantly making goals and trying to follow through on them.
Now, of course, I have to say, Miss Angelica, this episode of Between the Ropes Radio was great. It had the power. You brought the power. Your fans love you. I love you. And we all want to know, where can we feel the power of the beautiful Miss Angelica in the ring next? What are your upcoming wrestling dates?
So I will be in Lethbridge, Alberta on March 16th. And I'll be in Penticton, British Columbia, February 16th, sorry. And then March 1st in British Columbia.
Canada. Not just Canada,
yep.
The whole world. If you heard what the lady said, she's going to be in those places. Miss Angelica from Pure Power Wrestling. Catch this lady in action because she is the bomb. She's the bombshell. She's this upcoming talent. The sky is the limit, definitely for this lady. Miss Angelica, I have to say thank you very much for bringing the power to Between the Ropes Radio and for me to do the AC Marathon and Philly Marathon. Oh, God.
You got it, Ty. Don't worry. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. This was a lot of fun, and I would love to do it again. I hope your listeners enjoyed this episode, and I'd just like to tell everybody to feel free to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at WrestleAngelica.
Definitely follow this lady, because this lady is definitely the greatest, and Miss Angelica, most importantly, the biggest question of all, you said it, from 1 to 10, the chances of you coming back on Between the Ropes Radio. I think you actually answered that.
An absolute 11, Ty.
We got 11. Yeah, it's definitely the power is here tonight. Miss Angelica, has been an absolute honor to be on the show. Thank you very, very much. And most importantly, best of luck to you in 2019. But like I always say, first and foremost, stay safe, be healthy, God bless, and you are always welcome back, like I said, here on Between the Ropes Radio, and you have a wonderful, wonderful night.
You too, Ty. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, no doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you felt the power of Between the Ropes Radio, because my live guest tonight was from Pure Power Wrestling, Miss Angelica. You felt the power tonight because Between the Ropes Radio was Monday Night of the Power. This is your boy Ty Asbury. Have a wonderful night. God bless. Love yourself. Love others. I'm out. Peace. We here to speak the truth for you. You know I'm winning, y'all. Go. Between the Ropes, nothing else will come close. The number one radio show. This what we know. To be the best in action and it shows. Between the Ropes, radio show. Between the Ropes, nothing else come close.
the number one radio show. This what we know. Just to be in action,